Ranger Bill, warrior of the woodland, struggling against extreme odds, traveling dangerous trails, fighting the many enemies of nature. This is the job of the guardian of the forest, Ranger Bill. Pouring rain, freezing cold, blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done. Have you ever thought about the water that comes out of the faucet in your house as you fill a glass for a drink? I doubt that many of us have. We take the precious liquid for granted because every time we need it, it's there, and a good supply of it at that. But when there's a drought, the world seems to shrivel up. That's just what's happened around Knotty Pine. There hasn't been more than a half a dozen drops of rain in 3 solid months. The forests and prairies are so dry that Bill has put out a warning to the farmers and ranchers. There's danger of prairie fire. Grave danger. Let's find out what happens as we hear the story, The Flaming Grass. Hal Nessel, the government agricultural agent for Knotty Pine County, visits with several of the key ranchers and farmers in his office. Their topic of discussion is the same as it has been for weeks. When will the rains come? Luther Aiken, Rudy Nichols, and Jason Manders lead the conversation, and the discussion is getting somewhat heated as Hal stands his ground and backs Bill's warning.
Well, I think you and the Rangers are all wet.
I wish we were, Luther. Bill and I and the prairies and forests. I wish we were soaking wet from rain.
That's not what Luther is talking about, Hal.
I understand as much, Jason. But you fellas forget one thing. Bill Jefferson is a skilled and experienced forest ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
Maybe he does when it comes to forest and ranger work. But who does he think he is to tell us ranchers and farmers how we should run our affairs?
Yeah, all the newspapers and magazines are carrying articles written by Ranger Bill Jefferson. And they're written for our benefit.
We're not novices at this game. No, I've been ranching for 30 years, and my dad ranched before that. And my grand-grandfather. Why, he settled out here.
That's right, Jason. And Bill would like you fellows to keep your ranches and farms. He doesn't have to write those articles, you know.
Yeah, we know, but does he?
Now listen here, gentlemen. I'm getting a little tired of your criticisms of a man who is trying to help you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad, because we're sick and tired of a forest ranger telling us how to farm our ranches.
Yeah. Whoever heard of a prairie fire anyway? My grandpa, he talked to one. That was 80 years ago when the buffalo roamed the prairie.
Well, gentlemen, you go right ahead and laugh. But there's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs best. I just hope and pray that Bill and I don't have the last laugh. Because it won't be a funny laugh. It'll be a laugh of despair and anguish.
Fellas, the forest gets much drier, it'll catch fire from our breath.
You ain't just joking there, sonny. It's so dry out here that even a cactus would shrivel up and blow away.
Boy, if a fire ever got started, we wouldn't be able to stop it. The thing would spread faster than you could run, and then some.
That's right, pal. Well, this is just like having a lot full of unsold Christmas trees and keeping them until spring.
Hey. There's Tom, flying patrol.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get more planes in the air today. The only way we can play it safe is to increase our patrolling in the air and on the ground.
Here, Prairie, farmers and ranchers not do yet what you asked them to do, Bill.
Yeah, they're just plumb foolish, Gray Wolf. They must think Bill's telling them how to prevent prairie fire just for laughs.
Every blade of grass in the prairie is a torch. Look at that long, dry grass along their fence line.
And the grass in the pastures and ranges isn't so short either. But it sure is dry as an old onion.
Say, Bill, how do you pound horse sense into people's heads and make them realize what you tell them is for their own good?
Well, I've almost given up, Stumpy.
But I think I'll have one more meeting of the county agents in the morning. If that doesn't work, I don't know. You see, this is private property. We've got to stay out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But if this catches fire, though, we'll be invited in pretty quick. Bill, the Rangers and state troopers here at the meeting. I thought you said it was only going to be
blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done. Have you ever thought about the water that comes out of the faucet in your house as you fill a glass for a drink? I doubt that many of us have. We take the precious liquid for granted because every time we need it, it's there, and a good supply of it at that. But when there's a drought, the world seems to shrivel up. That's just what's happened around Knotty Pine. There hasn't been more than a half a dozen drops of rain in three solid months. The forests and prairies are so dry that Bill has put out a warning to the farmers and ranchers. There's danger of prairie fire. Grave danger. Let's find out what happens as we hear the story, The Flaming Grass. Hal Nessel, the government agricultural agent for Knotty Pine County, visits with several of the key ranchers and farmers in his office. Their topic of discussion is the same as it has been for weeks. When will the rains come? Luther Aiken, Rudy Nichols, and Jason Manders lead the conversation, and the discussion is getting somewhat heated as Hal stands his ground and backs Bill's warning.
Hal, I think you and the Rangers are all wet.
I wish we were, Luther. Bill and I and the prairies and forests. I wish we were soaking wet from rain.
That's not what Luther is talking about, Hal.
I understand as much, Jason. But you fellas forget one thing. Bill Jefferson is a skilled and experienced forest ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
Maybe he does when it comes to forest and ranger work. But who does he think he is to tell us ranchers and farmers how we should run our affairs?
Yeah, the newspapers and magazines are carrying articles written by Ranger Bill Jefferson. And they're written for our benefit.
We're not novices at this game. No, I've been ranching for 30 years, and my dad ranched before that. And my grand-grandfather. Why, he settled out here.
That's right, Jason. And Bill would like you fellows to keep your ranches and farms. He doesn't have to write those articles, you know.
Yeah, we know, but does he?
Now listen here, gentlemen. I'm getting a little tired of your criticisms of a man who is trying to help you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad, because we're sick and tired of a forest ranger telling us how to farm our ranches.
Yeah. Whoever heard of a prairie fire anyway?
My grandpop, he talked to one. That was 80 years ago when the buffalo roamed the prairie.
Well, gentlemen, you go right ahead and laugh. But there's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs best. I just hope and pray that Bill and I don't have the last laugh. Because it won't be a funny laugh. It'll be a laugh of despair and anguish.
Fellas, the forest gets much drier, it'll catch fire from our breath. You ain't just joking there, sonny. It's a dry out here that even a cactus would shrivel up and blow away.
Boy, if a fire ever got started, we wouldn't be able to stop it. The thing would spread faster than you could run, and then some.
That's right, pal. Well, this is just like having a lot full of unsold Christmas trees and keeping them until spring.
Hey. There's Tom, flying patrol.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get more planes in the air today. The only way we can play it safe is to increase our patrolling in the air and on the ground.
Here, prairie. Farmers and ranchers not do yet what you asked them to do, Bill.
Yeah, they're just plumb foolish, Gray Wolf. They must think Bill's telling them how to prevent prairie fire just for laughs. Every blade of grass in the prairie is a torch. Look at that long, dry grass along their fence lines.
And the grass in the pastures and ranges isn't so short either. But it sure is dry as an old onion.
Say, Bill, how do you pound horse sense into people's heads and make them realize what you tell them is for their own good? Well, I've almost given up, Stumpy. But I think I'll have one more meeting of the county agents in the morning. If that doesn't work, I don't know. You see, this is private property. We've got to stay out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But if this catches fire, though, we'll be invited in pretty quick. Bill, the Rangers and state troopers here at the meeting. I thought you said it was only going to be county agents.
I did, Henry. But I changed my mind later on. Might as well kill three birds with one stone.
Yeah, I see your point, all right. Why go through the same thing three times if it isn't necessary?
Yeah, not only that, but it'll save time in the long run. Well, better get started.
Right. I'll park myself in this chair.
Gentlemen, will you please come to order? Thank you. I thought it best that we meet, and I'll bring you up to date on
blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done. Have you ever thought about the water that comes out of the faucet in your house as you fill a glass for a drink? I doubt that many of us have. We take the precious liquid for granted because every time we need it, it's there, and a good supply of it at that. But when there's a drought, the world seems to shrivel up. That's just what's happened around Knotty Pine. There hasn't been more than a half a dozen drops of rain in three solid months. The forests and prairies are so dry that Bill has put out a warning to the farmers and ranchers. There's danger of prairie fire. Grave danger. Let's find out what happens as we hear the story, The Flaming Grass. Hal Nessel, the government agricultural agent for Knotty Pine County, visits with several of the key ranchers and farmers in his office. Their topic of discussion is the same as it has been for weeks. When will the rains come? Luther Aiken, Rudy Nichols, and Jason Manders lead the conversation, and the discussion is getting somewhat heated as Hal stands his ground and backs Bill's warning.
Hal, I think you and the Rangers are all wet.
I wish we were, Luther. Bill and I and the prairies and forests. I wish we were soaking wet from rain.
That's not what Luther is talking about, Hal.
I understand as much, Jason. But you fellas forget one thing. Bill Jefferson is a skilled and experienced forest ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Maybe he does when it comes to forest and ranger work. But who does he think he is to tell us ranchers and farmers how we should run our affairs?
Yeah, all the newspapers and magazines are carrying articles written by Ranger Bill Jefferson. And they're written for our benefit.
We're not novices at this game. No, I've been ranching for 30 years, and my dad ranched before that. And my grand-grandfather. Why, he settled out here.
That's right, Jason. And Bill would like you fellows to keep your ranches and farms. He doesn't have to write those articles, you know.
Yeah, we know. But does he?
Now listen here, gentlemen. I'm getting a little tired of your criticisms of a man who is trying to help you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Because we're sick and tired of a forest ranger telling us how to farm our ranches.
Yeah. Whoever heard of a prairie fire anyway? My grandpop, well, he talked of one.
That was 80 years ago when the buffalo run the prairie.
Well, gentlemen, you go right ahead and laugh. But there's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs best. I just hope and pray that Bill and I don't have the last laugh. Because it won't be a funny laugh. It'll be a laugh of despair and anguish.
Fellas, the forest gets much drier, it'll catch fire from our breath.
You ain't just joking there, sonny.
So dry out here that even a cactus would shrivel up and blow away.
Boy, if a fire ever got started, we wouldn't be able to stop it. The thing would spread faster than you could run, and then some.
That's right, pal. Well, this is just like having a lot full of unsold Christmas trees and keeping them until spring.
Hey, there's Tom flying patrol.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get more planes in the air today. The only way we can play it safe is to increase our patrolling in the air and on the ground.
Here, Prairie, farmers and ranchers not do yet what you asked them to do, Bill.
Yeah, they're just plumb foolish, Gray Wolf. They must think Bill's telling them how to prevent prairie fire just for laughs.
Every blade of grass in the prairie is a torch. Look at that long, dry grass along their fence lines.
And the grass in the pastures and ranges isn't so short either. But it sure is dry as an old onion.
Say, Bill, how do you pound horse sense into people's heads and make them realize what you tell them is for their own good?
Well, I've almost given up, Stumpy. But I think I'll have one more meeting of the county agents in the morning. If that doesn't work, I don't know. You see, this is private property. We've got to stay out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But if this catches fire, though, we'll be invited in pretty quick. Bill, the Rangers and state troopers here at the meeting. I thought you said it was only going to be county agents.
I did, Henry. But I changed my mind later on. Might as well kill three birds with one stone.
Yeah, I see your point, all right. Why go through the same thing three times if it isn't necessary?
Yeah, not only that, but it'll save time in the long run. Well, better get started.
Right. I'll park myself in this chair.
Gentlemen, will you please come to order? Thank you. I thought it best that we meet, and I'll bring you up to date on
blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
Have you ever thought about the water that comes out of the faucet in your house as you fill a glass for a drink? I doubt that many of us have. We take the precious liquid for granted because every time we need it, it's there, and a good supply of it at that. But when there's a drought, the world seems to shrivel up. That's just what's happened around Knotty Pine. There hasn't been more than a half a dozen drops of rain in three solid months. The forests and prairies are so dry that Bill has put out a warning to the farmers and ranchers. There's danger of prairie fire. Grave danger. Let's find out what happens as we hear the story, The Flaming Grass. Hal Nessel, the government agricultural agent for Knotty Pine County, visits with several of the key ranchers and farmers in his office. Their topic of discussion is the same as it has been for weeks. When will the rains come? Luther Aiken, Rudy Nichols, and Jason Manders lead the conversation, and the discussion is getting somewhat heated as Hal stands his ground and backs Bill's warning.
Well, I think you and the Rangers are all wet.
I wish we were, Luther. Bill and I and the prairies and forests. I wish we were soaking wet from rain.
That's not what Luther is talking about, Hal.
I understand as much, Jason. But you fellas forget one thing. Bill Jefferson is a skilled and experienced forest ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
Maybe he does when it comes to forest and ranger work. But who does he think he is to tell us ranchers and farmers how we should run our affairs?
Yeah, all the newspapers and magazines are carrying articles written by Ranger Bill Jefferson. And they're written for our benefit.
We're not novices at this game. No, I've been ranching for 30 years, and my dad ranched before that. And my grand-grandfather. Why, he settled out here.
That's right, Jason. And Bill would like you fellows to keep your ranches and farms. He doesn't have to write those articles, you know.
Yeah, we know. But does he?
Now listen here, gentlemen. I'm getting a little tired of your criticisms of a man who is trying to help you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Because we're sick and tired of a forest ranger telling us how to farm our ranches.
Yeah. Whoever heard of a prairie fire anyway? My grandpop, Well, I talked to one. That was 80 years ago when the buffalo roamed the prairie.
Well, gentlemen, you go right ahead and laugh. But there's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs best. I just hope and pray that Bill and I don't have the last laugh. Because it won't be a funny laugh. It'll be a laugh of despair and anguish.
I don't know, fellas. Forest gets much drier, it'll catch fire from our breath.
You ain't just joking there, sonny. It's a dry out here that even a cactus would shrivel up and blow away.
Boy, if a fire ever got started, we wouldn't be able to stop it. The thing would spread faster than you could run, and then some.
That's right, pal. Well, this is just like having a lot full of unsold Christmas trees and keeping them until spring.
Hey, there's Tom flying patrol.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get more planes in the air today. The only way we can play it safe is to increase our patrolling in the air and on the ground.
Here, Prairie, farmers and ranchers not do yet what you asked them to do, Bill.
Yeah, they're just plumb foolish, Gray Wolf. They must think Bill's telling them how to prevent prairie fire just for laughs.
Every blade of grass in the prairie is a torch. Look at that long, dry grass along their fence line.
The grass in the pastures and ranges isn't so short either. But it sure is dry as an old onion.
Say, Bill, how do you pound horse sense into people's heads and make them realize what you tell them is for their own good?
Well, I've almost given up, Stumpy. But I think I'll have one more meeting of the county agents in the morning. If that doesn't work, I don't know. You see, this is private property. We've got to stay out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But if this catches fire, though, we'll be invited in pretty quick. Bill, the Rangers and state troopers here at the meeting. I thought you said it was only going to be county agents.
I did, Henry. But I changed my mind later on. Might as well kill three birds with one stone.
Yeah, I see your point, all right. Why go through the same thing three times if it isn't necessary?
Yeah, not only that, but it'll save time in the long run. Well, better get started.
Right. I'll park myself in this chair.
Gentlemen, will you please come to order? Thank you. I thought it best that we meet. And I'll bring you up to date on...
blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.
Have you ever thought about the water that comes out of the faucet in your house as you fill a glass for a drink? I doubt that many of us have. We take the precious liquid for granted because every time we need it, it's there, and a good supply of it at that. But when there's a drought, the world seems to shrivel up. That's just what's happened around Knotty Pine. There hasn't been more than a half a dozen drops of rain in three solid months. The forests and prairies are so dry that Bill has put out a warning to the farmers and ranchers. There's danger of prairie fire. Grave danger. Let's find out what happens as we hear the story, The Flaming Grass. Hal Nessel, the government agricultural agent for Knotty Pine County, visits with several of the key ranchers and farmers in his office. Their topic of discussion is the same as it has been for weeks. When will the rains come? Luther Aiken, Rudy Nichols, and Jason Manders lead the conversation. And the discussion is getting somewhat heated as Hal stands his ground and backs Bill's warning.
Hal, I think you and the Rangers are all wet.
I wish we were, Luther. Bill and I and the prairies and forests. I wish we were soaking wet from rain.
That's not what Luther is talking about, Hal.
I understand as much, Jason. But you fellas forget one thing. Bill Jefferson is a skilled and experienced forest ranger. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, maybe he does when it comes to forest and ranger work. But who does he think he is to tell us ranchers and farmers how we should run our affairs?
Yeah, all the newspapers and magazines are carrying articles written by Ranger Bill Jefferson. And they're written for our benefit.
We're not novices at this game. No, I've been ranching for 30 years, and my dad ranched before that. And my grand-grandfather. Why, he settled out here.
That's right, Jason. And Bill would like you fellows to keep your ranches and farms. He doesn't have to write those articles, you know.
Yeah, we know. But does he?
Now listen here, gentlemen. I'm getting a little tired of your criticisms of a man who is trying to help you.
Yeah, well, that's too bad. Because we're sick and tired of a forest ranger telling us how to farm our ranches.
Yeah. Whoever heard of a prairie fire anyway?
My grandpa, well, he talked to one. That was 80 years ago when the buffalo run the prairie.
Well, gentlemen, you go right ahead and laugh. But there's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs best. I just hope and pray that Bill and I don't have the last laugh. Because it won't be a funny laugh. It'll be a laugh of despair and anguish.
Fellas, the forest gets much drier, it'll catch fire from our breath.
You ain't just joking there, sonny. It's a dry out here, even a cactus would shrivel up and blow away.
Boy, if a fire ever got started, we wouldn't be able to stop it. The thing would spread faster than you could run, and then some.
That's right, pal. Well, this is just like having a lot full of unsold Christmas trees and keeping them until spring.
Hey. There's Tom, flying patrol.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get more planes in the air today. The only way we can play it safe is to increase our patrolling in the air and on the ground.
Here, Prairie. Farmers and ranchers not do yet what you asked them to do, Bill.
Yeah, they're just plumb foolish, Gray Wolf. They must think Bill's telling them how to prevent prairie fire just for laughs.
Every blade of grass in the prairie is a torch. Look at that long, dry grass along their fence line.
Well, the grass in the pastures and ranges isn't so short either. But it sure is dry as an old onion.
Say, Bill, how do you pound horse sense into people's heads and make them realize what you tell them is for their own good?
Well, I've almost given up, Stumpy. But I think I'll have one more meeting of the county agents in the morning. If that doesn't work, I don't know. You see, this is private property. We've got to stay out.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But if this catches fire, though, we'll be invited in pretty quick. Bill, the Rangers and state troopers here at the meeting. I thought you said it was only going to be county agents.
I did, Henry. But I changed my mind later on. Might as well kill three birds with one stone.
Yeah, I see your point, all right. Why go through the same thing three times if it isn't necessary?
Yeah, not only that, but it'll save time in the long run. Well, better get started.
Right. I'll park myself in this chair.
Gentlemen, will you please come to order? Thank you. I thought it best that we meet. And I'll bring you up to date on
blistering heat, snow, floods, bears, rattlesnakes, mountain lions. Yes, all this in exchange for the satisfaction and pride of a job well done.